The next application is case number 11284, the application of Robert Christopher Clark, being south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, and north of Cedar Lane, across from River Birch Drive, and being lot 44 within Kenwick subdivision, being identified as tax map ID 533, map 19.12, parcel 13, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And their request is for a 4.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback. I did receive a letter of sorts. States in reference to public hearing number 11284 is requested by Robert Christopher Clark, who is seeking a variance from the side yard setback, makes reference to the code requirements. I, Gilbert L. Goldsborough, who is directly next to where the variance is to take place, am in full agreement with Mr. Clark getting this variance to construct a garage in the future. And it gives some information of different code requirements, but and it's signed by Gilbert Goldsborough.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. Frank. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Clark, 37868 Cedar Road, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to ask for a side yard setback variance for a property located in Kenwick, lot 44, section 7. The uniqueness of my circumstance pertains to the original construction of the house, which did not include a garage or any form or room for storage. The current buildable space that would be within the county setbacks would only allow a structure approximately 10 feet wide, which for me, in my opinion, is not enough space to pull in a car, also to be able to navigate around said car and still be able to utilize the existing interior to exterior door on the property. The property could potentially be developed without a variance. However, it would then place the structure of which I choose to build further behind the house, which would then obstruct the neighbors' views up and down the canal behind the property. The 5-foot variance that I seek meets the Homeowners Association covenants of Kenwick on the Bay. I am seeking a side yard setback so as to maintain the aesthetic look of the home within the community. With the construction of the structure, I will also be able to remove the shed that is in the backyard at the current time. The side of the house that this plan shows has a neighbor that actually sent in the letter, that has just a couple years ago built a concrete driveway right to the property line. He uses this driveway area to park his boat, so if anything, the structure that I will be building will help offer some protection to his boat in the off season when it's sitting on his trailer. The granting of this variance will not be in conflict with any of the public welfare. The granting will also allow for minimal modifications to my property and grant relief in the form of being able to best use the property for myself with minimal cost to me and also blocking or impeding views of neighbors. I have a letter that came from the chairman of the Kenwick Building Committee that states your new addition plans meet the Kenwick minimum building requirements and therefore have been approved by the Kenwick Homeowners Association. Your home plans certainly indicate a home which will be an asset to our community.
Okay. And that's signed Ed.
That's right.
That was signed Ed Brady, chairman of the building committee for the Kenwick Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Is that Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
Just a comment. Nicely done.
Very well done. Thank you. Well prepared.
Yep. Okay. Now, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance very well as far as the uniqueness of the lot and the width of it, as well as the dwelling as it was already built. I believe he addressed the standard that cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity. I don't believe the hardship was necessary or created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And as he stated, it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,284.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,284. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,284 is approved, sir.
Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.